Jess in with you this morning, and every week we of course catch up with Singleton Council, and this morning General Manager Jason Linnane joins me. Jason, how are you doing this morning?
I'm going great, Jess. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's been raining this morning. It's a lovely cool day. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, we had some good rain the last few days, haven't we? Yeah. I'd be really interested to see what impact had on the dam levels.
Yes, it was so good to see Glenporne finally hit 50% last week, and Glennys Creek is slowly getting there, slowly.
Slowly but surely.
Exactly.
Slowly but surely.
Exactly.
I'd like to see it fill up quicker like places like Warwick Amber and that.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible, those places.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually talking last night to a guy from down that way, and he said that, yeah, topping over all the time.
Yeah.
Warwick Amber, so...
Unreal.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we can keep this wet weather coming for a bit longer.
Exactly. Well, fingers crossed. And this morning we've got some awesome things to talk about. Let's start with the sports grants that Council give out. They're a dollar for dollar grant program situation. Tell us, who are the recipients?
Yeah, it's a really cool program. Late last year we allocated $68,000, and we got another $108,000, $105,000, I should say, being allocated at the moment. So it's a program available to all sporting clubs in Singleton, Lake Dunman area. It's a dollar-for-dollar program. The whole idea of that is come and put a dollar in, we put a matching dollar in, and you get more bang for your buck. So it's been run through our sports council. They close on the 26th of March. There's still plenty of time for clubs to make application. I really encourage them, if they've got an idea but they're not quite sure how to go about it, give our staff a call to council. We'll help them work through it, because we want to get this money out the door, because it's a couple of reasons. One, so we highly value the role that sport plays in our community. It's an incredible part of all regional communities. But also, in these COVID times, it's really good to have money being spent in our local government area, because it generates economic activity.
Mm, exactly right. And the sports grants, I mean, they're a huge boost for the local sporting groups.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Look, the old saying, small fish are sweet. So you don't always have to be doing $1 million projects to have an impact.
No.
And quite often, and being a person who's been involved in local sport and been a volunteer in sporting clubs all my life, I know firsthand how important it is. Those little $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 jobs can make all the difference. And it saves the volunteers who spend so much time running the sporting activities and having these programs for our kids. It saves them one extra job, which is the fundraising. So we're really proud and really keen to always work with our sporting community, because, as I said before, sports an incredible part of the fabric of the Singleton community.
Exactly. And things like nearly $6,000 for the triathlon club to do some road signage, $6,200 for the rugby league football club for some maintenance works. Might not seem like much money, but huge difference.
Absolutely. And the tri club's a great example, because they use the public road network. They've got to do a lot of traffic management planning. And they need the assets to put into place on the road network as well. So that $6,000 helped them buy that. Now, without that, Triathlon Club might not have been able to run the events this year. And that would have been a disaster for our community. So, again, yeah, it's the little things can mean all the difference.
Exactly. And still kind of talking about sport, there are some free kids bike workshops happening this weekend.
Yeah, really. Actually, next weekend.
So oh, next weekend, March, yeah.
They're on, yeah. Yeah, we're making some major investments in our cycleway and shared pathway projects right across Singleton and Lake Dunman area. $730,000 committed to Singleton Heights and also Broke, doing those new pathways this year. So we thought we needed to connect with that community to make sure they're aware that we're doing those works, make sure they're aware of the benefits of having that healthy lifestyle, and cycling is a really important part of that, but also equipping our young kids and our young parents with the skills and the understanding of bike riding itself in its most basic form, but also bike riding in the public domain. So we've teamed up with Transport for New South Wales. We've got two workshops, which are going to be held in the car park of the Council Admin Building off Civic Avenue. The first is going to go from 9:30 to 10:30, and that's for kids aged 4 to 6 years who would like to learn to ride without training wheels. So we need the parents to be there with them for the duration of the workshop. The second one between 11 to 1 is for children from 6 to 12 years who can already ride without training wheels. But again, it's about helping them understand what good and safe riding in the public domain looks like. So bikes and helmets can be provided if kids need them. So there's no barrier for anybody coming along. So just give our customer service team a call and make a booking.
Fantastic. And lastly, let's talk about some energy saving projects.
Yeah, we're really we're really keen to continue to drive sustainability as a pillar of what we're about as a council and the community. So our very smart engineers who operate our sewer treatment plant have been doing some research in recent times, and they've found that the way we're currently operating the sewer treatment plant is inefficient from a sustainability point of view. We're using too much power when we don't need to. They've done some analysis of the peak flows into the facility. And not surprising, the peak flows are in the afternoon and in the mornings, but overnight and during the day, the demand is not so high. So they're changing our aeration process, which then changes the call on power. So we expect to see around 20% saving just by doing those sorts of work over the next few years. So it's a really good example of us being able to provide significant environmental benefits by not using as much power, but also save a dollar for the ratepayer.
Fantastic. Well, Jason, some awesome stuff happening in Singleton. As always, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. All the best to you and the listeners.